Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Marquise Munson taking you through this Thursday morning. It's an interesting matchup this weekend in the SEC between Kentucky and Tennessee. And to help us talk a little bit more about that and the Titans as well, we bring in our good friend Kyle Tucker from The Athletic on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kyle, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. And I look at this matchup, Kyle, for the Vols this weekend against Kentucky. And Kentucky's interesting to me because they could very easily be 3-0 this season. They're 1-2. I've had some tough breaks from both the officiating and some self-inflicted wounds go against them in their first couple of games. What do you make of their performance so far, and what do you make of this matchup for Kentucky against Tennessee?
Yeah, it is really interesting. You know, if they have any one of, like, five or six sort of disastrous things go right instead of going wrong for them in the Ole Miss game, they win that one. They missed an extra point in overtime, had a couple of other sort of mishaps in that game. And in the Auburn game, you know, they opened the season at Auburn. They pretty well controlled the first half, and they're going in to score a touchdown right before halftime. And it looks for all the world like he got in. And they, as it seems to happen way too often, took a bunch of time to review it and still got it wrong. Next play, they throw an interception. So that kind of changed the complexion of that game. I think they were going to go into halftime in control of that game. And so, you know, you're right. They're not really far off from feeling great about their situation. I think they're a good team. You know, I thought going into the year, this was probably the deepest and most overall talented team Stoops has had, you know, and may turn out to be wrong about that, but I still think that this is a very good team, especially by, you know, historical Kentucky standards. They're coming off 18 wins the last 2 years, and I have a bunch of the core of those guys back. And so I think there'll be a challenge to just about everybody to play.
So what is it about Tennessee and Kentucky, Kyle? I could probably wipe away a lot of the history and just say Tennessee was just, you know, much stronger program over the years. But I do think back to 2 years ago, I was pretty stunned by what I saw that day in Neyland Stadium. And even last year, Tennessee has all kind of quarterback issues going on, and finally Garantano gets the job back, and that's a close game. But what is it about Tennessee and Kentucky, that matchup, that seems to be a problem for the Wildcats?
Yeah, you know, I really do think sometimes that there's a psychology that gets involved in some of these, you know, long, you know, futile pursuits, you know, against one team. I mean, they had that forever against Florida.
Right.
And it's really crazy. Some of the, you know, in some of the Florida situations, again, just in the more modern history under Stoops, where they're right there and something crazy happens. You know, they were at Florida, Stoops' second year, and had a chance. They were in overtime. And should have won in the first overtime, and officials didn't see a play clock run out, and Florida throws a touchdown and ends up beating them. You know, a couple years ago, before they actually ended the Florida streak, they're at home and they're up, you know, two scores with a few minutes to go in the fourth quarter against Florida, and they leave a wide receiver uncovered, and they blow that game, and they get a holding penalty on what would have been a game-winning field goal drive. In Tennessee, there's been some of that too, but not like, often not close calls. It's just like total embarrassment, like you mentioned 2 years ago. The best team they've had at Kentucky in 40 years just gets totally embarrassed by Tennessee. So sometimes I think it starts to get in your head that you just, you know, all that history. I mean, players aren't thinking about 30 years ago, but if they've lost every year of their career to Tennessee, they get, I think it kind of gets in their minds. The other thing about that game 2 years ago, though, was I think like a massive letdown for Kentucky, because the week before they had improbably been in a de facto SEC semifinal against Georgia. They had a Georgia come to their place, win that game, and they win the East, and they didn't play well, and they lost. And I think at that point it was like everything we were angling for this season is kind of gone, and I don't think they came out very – very focused in the next game against Tennessee. Probably overlooked Tennessee, which is an insane thing to do when you never beat them.
Kyle Tucker from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kyle, so if Kentucky's going to win this game against Tennessee, what is the formula for them doing so?
Well, run the ball, which, you know, they didn't. They've had a couple of really strange weeks in a row. They rushed for 400 and something yards and lose a game against Ole Miss. Very hard to run for 400 yards and 6 touchdowns and lose. And then the next week they have about 170 total yards of offense and win against a Mike Leach offense, which they completely shut down. They intercepted Mississippi State 6 times last week. And they had no interceptions the first 2 weeks. Their secondary looked awful for the first 2 weeks and then looked terrific last week. So I think run the ball. And then the reason that Kentucky was so effective against the passing game of Mississippi State last week, it wasn't as much about the defensive backs to me as it was they were able to get a great pass rush without blitzing. You know, 3- and 4-man pass rush, getting home on the quarterback, making a lot of hurried decisions. And I think that's kind of those are my two key there. I mean, you know, I know that there's a lot of eyes on Tennessee's offensive line now after, you know, 2 weeks ago, all the hype in the world, and last week beat like a drum by admittedly probably the best defense in the country. But I think, you know, if you're Kentucky, you're watching that and thinking if we can get to Garantano, we can make him make mistakes. And I think that's probably everybody looks at the matchup with Tennessee and that quarterback that way as well.
All right. Now I'm on a pivot. I want to pivot you, Kyle, your various duties at The Athletic. You were sitting next to me with a nice glass partition, or maybe it was plastic, at the Nissan Stadium press box the other night, and one of the things you said that stuck with me, I've already mentioned it a couple times on the show, because even though it may not be time to write this, if we can talk about my fantasy football team on the show, we can talk about this on the show. You mentioned Ryan Tannehill. Why is no one talking about him for MVP? Of course, it's early to talk about anyone, really, but make the case for me right now.
Well, I mean, he's the quarterback of an undefeated team who has made every big play. You know, they start the season with 3 games that go down to a game-winning field goal. He's made really all the clutch plays you would want a quarterback to make. He's, you know, he's got his sort of signature moment in the second week where he gets destroyed by a Pro Bowl Josh Allen, the other Josh Allen, and stands in there and throws a strike, and everybody, what do you call it, and one. That's pretty awesome.
That's right.
And then they come out in this moment of great uncertainty, and he's like the thing I kept writing about in the first few weeks is, like, he's the steadiest, sturdiest, like, guy you would want to have in that situation. He seems to not get too high or low, and I think the team sort of responds to that. And then, you know, the ultimate example is he comes out in the pandemic games on Tuesday night, a game they weren't supposed to win, and they roll. And a lot of that was the way he played. And so now he's got 10 total touchdowns, 1 interception, as the quarterback of one of 4 undefeated teams in the NFL. And if you want to extend it back and just sort of, you know, because I think all these awards, it's not in a vacuum. You know, people sort of stack up what their perception of a player over time. Well, if we're talking about that, in 14 games as a Titans starter, he's got 31 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. I think he's a guy who's certainly trending in a direction that you have to talk about him at some point down the road. Do I think he's like a real contender? Do I think he can win the MVP? It would probably take him really jumping up there and putting up some numbers some week. But should he be on the, you know, if we're doing a list of, you know, 5 or 6 MVP candidates through 5 weeks of the NFL, should he be on it? Feels like maybe.
Kyle Tucker from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Kyle, Obviously a big win for the Titans against the Bills. Moving ahead to this Sunday, a quick turnaround. How do you view this matchup for the Titans against the Texans?
Well, you know, yesterday's sort of hypothetical injury list was, I don't know if alarming is the right word.
It was ample.
Much more telling. Yeah, it was big. You know, I mean, it's kind of exactly what you'd expect, right, from a game where you have a two-week layoff and 2 days of practice, only one of which was even close to a real practice. And then you run out there and play a real physical game, even though it didn't look like it at times, against Buffalo. And then turn around, you know, 5 days later, and you're going to have to play a game. That's a little worrisome. Like the penalty, the on-field penalty you're going to pay, you would expect the team to pay for what Tennessee just went through. It may be the second game that they pay that penalty. You know, I mean, having to turn around now and play in a short week and a bunch of guys got banged up in that game, that's the thing I'll be most interested in seeing. Like, how much can this team now line up and play a slobber knocker of an NFL game 5 days after doing the sort of unthinkable with a bunch of guys getting beat up in it.
Kyle Tucker from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, the Swiss Army knife here on the show. He can do everything. Kyle, great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, the more we talk about this Texans game, the more I think it could be really interesting for the Titans on Sunday, not only just from an injury standpoint, like Kyle pointed out there, but just, even though the Texans are 1-4, they still got some weapons offensively that I think really scare you or keep you up at night if you're a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, the Texans are going to win some games. They are somewhat a product of their schedule. It doesn't mean that they – I mean, we talked to Aaron Reese earlier. They haven't played well. They're not what they were hoping to be this year. Sometimes you do get that bump, though, too, from the coaching change. I think that's a good point on the OC. So Bill O'Brien, it's one of those – kind of acts of desperation for a guy who's about to get fired. He takes over the play calling, and Watson handled it with such class, but that can't be easy for him to deal with that. So now he's got his OC, those guys like Romeo Crennel, and will play for him this year, and they are going to beat some teams. They're not going to be like a 4-12 team. I can't see it. He's too good on his own, and he has weapons. So there's a lot of reason to look at this game and be concerned if you're a Titans fan.
When we come back, a lot of people down on the Vols this week after their loss against Georgia. I'll tell you why. I really don't buy it. I think they're going to be just fine. We'll tell you why that is when we come back from the break. But first, make sure, Titans fans, you're there at Corner Pub to check out the game with locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, or downtown, and great beer specials, including $1 off of Yazoo and Happen Harry's draft beers, plus Happen Harry's bucket specials. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from the Corner Pub downtown location this Sunday. Join ESPN 102.5 The Game from 9:30 to 11:30 prior to the Titans taking on Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. The NFL pregame show features Jared Stillman, Floyd Reese, and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, and is brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by Rumble On and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.